Our final feature this week bids a fond farewell to a real stalwart of the stage during the second half of the 20th century, Norma Wick. This appreciation is written by Derek James, with a little help from Neville Miller, and is read for us by Elizabeth Stimson.
She was a woman who gave so much pleasure to others. Norma Wick was a singer, musical comedy queen, music hall and cabaret artist, as well as being a talented straight actor. And what a wicked wink she had. Along with all her talents was an extraordinary warmth of personality. All of this endeared her audiences, whom she entertained with such style during the second half of the 20th century in Norwich and Norfolk. Memories of Dear Norma, piquant and hilarious, are coming to the fore now that she has died at the age of 86, after several years in a nursing home. Adrian Wright, author, actor and singer, who appeared with her and wrote for her, said, "She was the only person I knew in amateur productions who got a round of applause as she came on. One of the reasons was that she was a huge, warm-hearted woman, and the audiences sensed it and responded to it." Originally from Liverpool, Norma had moved to London and, while singing with a big band, met trombonist Derek Wick. They married and came to live in his home county of Norfolk. She became treasurer, member of the Norfolk and Norwich Operatic Society, and appeared as Miss Rosie Glow, was immensely popular in the old-time music halls at the Madmarket Theatre. To watch Norma singing the saucy songs of Maury Lloyd, the most celebrated star of music halls, which were at their height at the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th, was a treat to savour. She made her debut for the Operatic Society in The Belle of New York and went on to play in at least 16 other productions, creating something of a legend in Hello, Dolly. Reviewing the show for the Evening News, theatre critic Neville Miller said her vitality was such that as she allowed her big, engaging smile to fade for a moment, reflecting that she would like a little more life in her life, it was like the sun going in. The South East and the Eastern Daily Press wrote, "From the moment she enters until with that wicked wink she departs, the audience is captivated." Norma proved time and time again she was a talented straight actor. Her role as Winnie in Samuel Beckett's Happy Days, under the direction of Ian Emerson at the Madmarket, was a triumph. She also played Madame Dubonnet in The Boyfriend, Mrs. Warren in Mrs. Warren's Profession, and Mrs. Malaprop in The Rivals. Husband Derek was often in the orchestra for the shows for the Norfolk and Norwich Operatic Society, and together with Norma performed in summer seasons on the coast and with the legendary Chick Aplin in much-loved Norwood Rooms in the city. Directing and prompting were other services she gave, and no one was more helpful to the young or the newcomers than Norma. Derek died in 1992. Their son Alan is in another area of pleasing the public, as he and his wife Catherine host their customers at the White Lion in Brook. They have three sons, Thomas, Matthew and Andrew, and a grandson, Leo. They can all be proud of Norma.